theater critic Michael Bourne loves musicals, but not always the music.
I've lost count of how many so-called jukebox musicals I've attended, shows contrived around the songbooks of pop singers or rock groups. Sometimes they're bio-musicals, like the shows shuffling hit songs around the stories of Carole King, Gloria Estefan, Cher, and The Temptations. Sometimes songbooks are shuffled into plots, like last season's Head Over Heels, a bizarre confluence of an Elizabethan poem with songs of the Go-Go's. The appeal of these shows is that the songs are popular, but if you don't know the songs, you don't feel the appeal. I'm not a Parrothead, and last season's Escape to Margaritaville, a silly rom-com with songs of Jimmy Buffett, was for me a waste of showbiz. Bat Out of Hell, an album released in 1977, is one of the best-selling albums of all time, having sold more than 40 million records. Meatloaf was the singer. Jim Steadman wrote the songs, and I've never heard any of the songs that Jim Steadman then worked into a very loud rock musical that's been around for 10 years. Tropes aplenty as a plot. Biker boy loves rich girl. Rich father wants to kill biker boy and all the other misfits. Bradley Dean, reveling in villainy, steals the show as the evil father. And the one song I appreciated, the rich parents singing Who Needs the Young? The lyrics are cynical like Bertolt Brecht and the music is quirkily twisty like Kurt Weill. All the singers belt Steadman songs with high voltage chops. And many in the audience cheered at the first chords of hits from the album. Most of the songs don't have that same emotional connection for me, but I will report that the audience was often ecstatic. For Bat Out of Hell, Rocking Now at the City Center. I recognized and enjoyed most of the songs in the musical Moulin Rouge, adapted from the Baz Luhrmann movie with a kaleidoscope of pop songs from across the decades. Diamonds Are Forever, the 007 song, meets Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, Bob Dylan songs, crisscrossed with disco songs, set at the Fin de siècle, Moulin Rouge de Paris. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Is the question that fits right musically up to date in the vaguely tragic plot. Innocent poet loves worldly diva who's lusted for by an evil but rich baron. I already have forgotten how the plot resolves. The plot being only a device to hang bedazzlement upon. Mostly a scantily clad Corrine's twerking. Sar in Galgia plays Toulouse-Lautrec, but not as the painter. He's a crippled Jamaican scriptwriter whose theme song is Nature Boy. Danny Burstein enlivens every show he's in, and he's the kinky ringmaster of Moulin Rouge. I'm Michael Bourne.